And they corn that way, you know.
What'd you call the sound that they made while they were eating?
Chewing. Chewing their corn.
Was it, it wasn't a whinny or a neigh?
No, if they saw you coming and thought you were going to feed them, they'd call it. He'd say there's a whinny into you, you know, come feed them.
You ever call it when they were eating, a nickering?
Well, I've heard that called nickering that way. That's what they call them when they'd see you coming, you know, if you're going to feed them. Then's when they'd nicker, you know.
And you ever hear wicker?
Yeah, well, that it was not nickel. The old folks called it wicker.
I see. A chicken bone that looks like this.
Plenty bone.
On the farm, if you had cut the clover, and then some more clover came up, what would you call that second crop? Find some clover and cut it, and some more.
You cut the clover, make hay, and then more hay, more clover would come up. Cut the clover, make hay out of it.
What would you call that clover that came up a second time?
A volunteer.
Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell me something about the different kinds of things made out of cornmeal, especially bread? There seems to be five or six different things that are made out of
cornmeal.
Could you tell me something about those and describe them so I...
Well, I'll tell you about the way we used to cook cornmeal when we had a family, when my brothers was all at home, you know, and father and mother. We'd make different things. Now, we'd cook hoe cakes, we'd call it. Just make up the meal, water, and put salt in if you want to, and bake it on a griddle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hoe cake, I reckon you've seen them, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd make it up in pones, shaped like this, bake it in the oven. That was pone bread. And this other was hoe cake bread.
Just thinner.
And do I?
Hoe cake would be thinner.
That would be the thin and just round, you know, this way. And the other would be pone bread. And then,
big as your fist.
Yeah, big, make it up this way in the shape of that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we used to make poor man's pound cake out of cornmeal occasionally, you know. Make it up with syrup, homemade syrup, put butter in it, and stir meal in it instead of flour, and put the stuff in to make it rise, you see, the leavening. And put that in the oven and bake it, you know, and then have that with buttermilk. That was pretty good eating.
That sounds great.
And then I'd make hush puppy, you know about them, you know, fish fries and so forth.
What's the difference between a corn dodger and a hush puppy?
Well, now it's all called the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which term did you use?
Well, I always
say... In the old days.
We used to say corn dodgers in the old days, you know, dodger.
Mm-hmm. And what are corn dumplings?
Well, now the corn dumplings, now we used to, the old folks used to cook them on greens, turnip greens or collard greens, you know. They call that the dodgers, corn dodgers on the vegetables, you see. They'd make them just a little thin, kind of thin, you know, about this big, and put them on there when the vegetables get about done, you know, and let them cook a little while.
Uh-huh. And those are dodgers?
They're dodgers. They were called dodgers, corn dodgers on the...
What you call them, dumplings now?
Well, they could call them dumplings now.
Uh-huh. I see. I think I'm going to ask you if you batter cake. Did you what you call a...
Well, now they're called pancakes now, or hot cakes, or waffles, you know.